WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Hal Hartley won the prize for Best Screenplay at this year's Cannes Film Festival for his film Henry Fool. Our film critic John Powers compares it to another new movie, Mr. Jealousy, starring Eric Stoltz.
American movies tend to be about big things. Sinking ships, grand passions, the tyranny of the media. Even when they tackle human weakness, they tend to focus on flamboyant sins, like adultery or murder. But there's often richer material in the soul's niggling weaknesses, like envy or jealousy. The enjoyable new movie Mr. Jealousy plays such failings for laughs. Eric Stoltz gives his best performance in years as Lester Grimm, an affable wannabe novelist who gets involved with Ramona, a free-spirited tour guide wonderfully played by Annabella Shore. They're happy together, except for one thing. Lester's compulsively jealous, even of her former boyfriends. And he gets particularly freaked out when they bump into her old lover Dashiell, played by Chris Eigeman, a hip, best-selling novelist in the Jay McInerney mold. Lester becomes obsessed with Ramona's highly successful ex, even taking on a fake identity so he can join Dashiell's therapy group and keep tabs on the guy. The movie was written and directed by Noah Baumbach, one of the rare filmmakers under 30 whose work is both amusing and literate. While Mr. Jealousy has qualities that recall Woody Allen, a New York setting, a neurotic hero, an ensemble of highly verbal characters, it's got a sweet-natured winsomeness that's closer to François Truffaut. Baumbach loves his characters, and sometimes indulges them too much, especially in the clumsy opening scenes. But once his carefully calibrated story clicks into gear, the movie flies by, building to some hilarious sequences centered on Lester and Dashiell's group therapy sessions. Mr. Jealousy is a good-hearted comedy about people tying themselves into knots over nothing. And you can get a feel for its spirit in the scene where Lester begins grilling Ramona about her romantic past.
In college, it was just Donald, Sandro, Max and Arlo, and Jeff. And then after college, Art, Dashiell, Mikey, Rick. You know.
Whoa, wait a second. Who's Mikey? Some 12-year-old?
No, just some guy. I've mentioned him to you, I'm sure.
No, we went through our lovers. You never had a Mikey.
Well, I forgot. Or I left it out accidentally. Maybe we didn't do it. I don't remember. Maybe we just did, like, you know, other stuff. Everything but.
We slept together on the first date.
Uh-huh.
You were awful trusting. I mean, for all you knew, I could have been some maniac.
I used a condom.
Well, that's not what I mean. You could have waited. You could have let me wait.
What?
Why were you so quick to make love to me?
I liked you.
So you hop in the sack with everyone you like?
No. What? Are you using my behavior with you against me?
I'm just saying that I think you moved a little fast with me.
I don't believe you.
I'm just saying.
Are you jealous of yourself?
While Mr. Jealousy is light of heart, Henry Fool is a dark fable about originality and literary envy. It was written and directed by the Long Island filmmaker Hal Hartley, who here tells the story of two men. The first is Simon Grimm, a bird-faced garbage man who lives unhappily with his depressive mother and sluttish sister. The family takes in a lodger named Henry Fool, played by Thomas J. Ryan, a greasy, boozing, sponging, womanizing ex-con who fancies himself an outlaw visionary like Henry Miller or Charles Bukowski. He's working on his memoirs, a self-styled masterpiece that he expects to shake society to its very pillars. Ever the gasbag, Henry encourages the mumbling Simon to begin writing down his thoughts in a notebook. When he does, both have to cope with a shocking result. While the garbage man wins world recognition as a genius poet, Henry's own work is dismissed as pretentious rubbish. Hartley has always been a clever, deliberate filmmaker, handcuffed by emotional cautiousness. He breaks free in Henry Fool, which not only deals with literary envy, but the sprawling messiness of life. Hartley brings in everything from fascist politics and child molestation to the loudest and most protracted diarrhea sequence in motion picture history. While some of this material is pretty bad, for instance, the political stuff is excruciatingly ham-fisted, the movie contains moments that are richer and more powerful than anything Hartley's done before. For the first time in his work, pain is met head-on, rather than swaddled in irony. And in the character of Henry, he's created a compulsively watchable anti-hero. Henry's so busy boasting about being a rebel genius that he doesn't grasp that he's just another ordinary guy, caught in the midst of life's inescapable failure and sadness.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.